Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Amy Marks, Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. Hey, we love the Gateway Arch, don't we?
We were just lobbying for jobs. Inevitably, when we get fired, yep, we want to be park rangers.
Well, now you're stealing my... That was my idea.
First
you can't
of
be
all,
a park ranger because I want to. You're like the little sister. Like, I want to go.
No. Well, first of all, you wanted to be a park ranger in the Arch. My first thought was, when I first wanted to be a park ranger, it was like... at like Rocky Mountain National Park, mm-hmm, or something. Like, that's what I thought. But then you brought in the idea of like, well, you could be a park ranger right here in St. Louis.
Right. There are so many great parks.
There's over 400.
Yeah. Do they all have park rangers?
Yeah.
By the way, Ryan McClure from the Gateway.
Yeah, I'm Ryan McClure. Nice
Gateway
to be
Arch
here.
Park Foundation. Hey, welcome from
welcome,
the Arch.
Yeah.
Don't forget about me.
Well, wait, Ryan.
Should we bring him in? Or
I want to be a park ranger who gets the vest, which I think means I have to work at the Arch, right? Only the national parks get the vests, right?
No. So if you're in a national park unit, of which there are over 400, and we're very fortunate, we have 7 in Missouri, including Gateway Arch National Park. Everybody has the green and gray if you're a National Park Service ranger.
That's what I want.
So the flat hat, the green and gray, just I got to tell you, those are amazing people. They really love these parks. They love serving the American people and our visitors. So it's just we are very proud of Gateway Arch Park Foundation to be connected to the National Park Service.
Well, I've been sporting my Smokey the Bear Protect the Parks t-shirt, and I'm going to buy more. I'm going to turn into just an entire Protect the Parks, like walking billboard.
Support your parks, protect your parks, especially now.
Well, before we get to the reason you're here today, if I do become a ranger, do I get to carry a gun? How does that work? Well, first, two questions. Can you help me become a ranger? One, and two, do I get a gun?
Not my decision, but I'm happy to put in a good word.
Okay.
On the firearm, you would have to be a law enforcement ranger. So the Gateway Arch National
Park... training with that?
Yes. You should have a lot of training
to do that. Is there training?
But a lot of people don't realize that Gateway Arch National Park has its own law enforcement unit. Great people really care for that park and keep it very safe. So we have both law enforcement rangers, and then we have interpretive rangers, maintenance rangers. We've got, you know, a great, great group of people over there.
And you can go to the Arch and buy the America the Beautiful Pass.
That's right.
Which is like a pass to all of the national parks for an entire year. It's like $80. I think you only have to go to 2 or 3 parks to make it worth your while.
It's a great deal.
It's a great deal. Support the parks.
My dad has the pass. He's of the age where his is a lot cheaper.
Yes, it's the senior pass.
Well, he won't like me saying that. But
even if you don't go to the parks, like I'm going to 2 or 3 parks this year, but I didn't realize the North Cascades, which is one of them I'm going to. You don't need the pass. You don't need a pass.
Yeah, some of them have entry fees and some don't.
But I think you should buy it just to feel better than everyone else, because that's how I feel when I have it.
Yeah. Does that mean you can ride the get up to the top of the Arch every time?
You would be at a discounted rate on that, because the entry fee to the Arch is in the train.
Because I thought
Yeah.
I was thinking it'd be like Six Flags, right? Where you go, you get on the roller coaster,
the season pass.
And then you get season pass. You go to the roller coaster, and you finish the roller coaster. You get back out, go right back in line. Could you do? Does anybody ever do
that's
that?
That's a great deal as well, but it is not the same as the National Parks pass.
Oh, okay.
This guy thinks Six Flags is a national park.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Six Flags of fun.
It is, but not as fun as the national parks and an economic boon, which is why you are here.
Yes.
On what the Arch area does for the city of St. Louis. And that economic report was released this morning.
Yes, that's right. So we are so encouraged by the results of this study. And it was performed by an independent organization that are experts in economic impact studies. But we're just so grateful to find out that, you know, $570 million in economic impact to the St. Louis region from Gateway Arch National Park and its surroundings last year. And this is the first economic impact study that we have done since the City Arch River project was completed. So it really shows what the investment in Gateway Arch National Park accomplishes for our region. I mean, that's more than $500 million every year that the Gateway Arch and and its surroundings contribute to our economy.
What was that the purpose of the study? Is just so that, like, hey, just so you know, this it's working. The renovations and all the money we spent to do this, this is why. So that is it for a future funding sort of thing?
Well, above all, we wanted to know we didn't know what the results of the study were going to be. We need that information to, one, see how we're doing, and as it is successful, show to the St. Louis region that it was worth it to invest in the City Arch River project and to continue investing in the Arch. The Arch is the one thing that defines our region to the entire world. Mm-hmm. And not only is that something we should invest in because of that reason, but we should be continuing to invest in it because it's contributing $500 million every year to the economy.
And also almost 4,900 jobs area.
Yeah. And you know, those 2.5 million visitors that are coming to Gateway Arch National Park every year are having that dollar impact, the employment impact. There's all sorts of different impacts, both economic and employment, but also just what it contributes to the culture of our region. So not only that, we also have in the report what Gateway Arch Park Foundation's programming alone. So our events, Winterfest, Blues at the Arch, our yoga series, what that contributes to the economy. And that's bringing, you know, tens of thousands of people downtown every year and contributes $9 million in economic impact.
Do you feel that with downtown that it really is a rising tide lifts all ships in the sense that you have Ballpark Village, you have the museums downtown, you have Busch Stadium, you have the Arch, finally connected, no longer an island, right? Finally connected. Do you feel like the more development, public or private, will continue to drive people to the various entertainment districts, or do you see it as competing?
Yeah, if you think of the assets that we have in downtown St. Louis, it really is remarkable. I mean, what we have, all of the things that you mentioned, and they are connected and they're becoming better connected through things like the City Arch River project, through things like the Brick Line, which is coming. You mentioned Ballpark Village, Union Station, all of our sports stadiums, and then you have development that is coming. The Millennium Hotel, which we are under contract to purchase, and we have with Cordish Companies, same developers of Ballpark Village, have a $670 million project ready to start on that project once we close.
That's the entertainment district?
It kind of will connect to Busch Stadium and Ballpark Village, but what's going to be included there is a 41-story residential tower, Class A office building, retail, an amphitheater, and public space. And it's going to finally connect what is right now a super block that blocks you from the Arch. It'll connect you to downtown.
What is it's probably tough to say at this point, but the real timeline on something like that, do we know what it is?
Well, we hope to finalize the sale of the Millennium very, very soon. And once that happens, it'll take a little while to clear the site. So it'll be, you know, a couple of years before we start construction. But what we are showing is there is a track record of things happening and progress developing there.
You mentioned the Brick Line Trail.
Yes.
Can you tell people more about that and what that's actually going to do?
Sure. So the Brick Line is an amazing project headed up by Great Rivers Greenway that is going to connect Fairgrounds Park in North St. Louis to Tower Grove Park and then connect Forest Park to the Arch Grounds. So think of what that will do. And that trail is going to go directly through the heart of downtown St. Louis along the Gateway Mall. So, you know, when you, Amy, when you talked about all of the assets that we have downtown, the Brick Line is going to be a huge part of connecting all of those things. And again, it's going to connect to the Gateway Arch, which is already, without this connection, creating $570 million in economic impact every year. That's just going to grow.
So it'll basically be a walking biking trail, right? That you can just walk from one point to the next without interruption?
Right. A safe, accessible biking and walking trail and more. There's going to be all kinds of activation that just comes along with that along the Brick Line.
What is the timeline for the Brick Line for that connection from Forest Park to the Arch to be complete?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not familiar with the exact timeline on that. I know enough to be dangerous and I know enough to know how impactful it's going to be, but I'm not sure of the exact timeline. But I know they are moving along pretty quickly on that.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, to have that connection, to have that cohesiveness, because one complaint about St. Louis, and it's the city, but it's also the county, is it's so spread out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not super walkable. It's so spread out, and every area is very much its own little island. Mm-hmm. But to have everything from Forest Park to Midtown, it would go through the Foundry and all of that, right? Like,
yes,
you'd be able to go
past
the
Foundry. Yeah, it's connected
through
the Foundry. Yeah, and I think City Arch River is an illustration of when you connect assets to each other, they do not feel as far as apart.
Yes.
As far apart.
Right.
So you know, when you connect Gateway Arch National Park over the highway, right, and you connect it into downtown St. Louis, that park has never felt closer to downtown than it does today. So we do have a downtown that is large in geography, and we just need to connect the dots. And that not only can happen, it is happening.
Well, what is the most immediate next thing for the Gateway Arch?
So, you know, we've got great programming coming up. We're celebrating our 10th year of Blues at the Arch, which will be the second weekend in August. It's going to be live music on the Arch Grounds for free Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we'll have Winterfest later in the year. We are continuing to push through the Millennium Project. That's going to be a huge thing, not only for the Arch and Gateway Arch Park Foundation, but for downtown St. Louis and the region. So we've got so much coming up. You can go to archpark.org and check out everything we have going up. But we're just really excited to release this report today. And again, it's an independent agency that we did not influence these results. These are the real results of them. And we're just excited to get those out today.
Well, this is very exciting. A lot to continue to talk about. But I do want to make a note, Ryan, that
real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The weeds on the Millennium Hotel have been very important to Ranj for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Is there any update on that?
And he really wanted a little
seedling. I think you promised that you would bring me a plant. In a pot.
Did I do that?
Yes.
Well, I trust if you say that I said that.
Yes.
So let me see what I can do.
So we don't want to forget that. That's going
to
be.
I'm moving to a new place and I will need some plants.
Shrubberies.
Yeah.
Like we can make that happen.
And that's so, what I want. Yeah, I just wanted to point that out just to keep that, you know, the top of mind. But the City Arch River Project has done so much great work. And also you mentioned the Great Rivers Greenway. Yeah. I also wanted to shout out to them. I think I'm on some portion of the Great Rivers Greenway every day.
Yeah.
Like whether walking, running, biking, going way out to like West County or all the way into the city.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. The signage, the facilities, the accessibility. Shout out to them as well.
They are a fantastic organization. I think, you know, we work with them every single day.
Do you really?
There's what we call the Arch Alliance that is Great Rivers Greenway, us, Bi-State, the National Park Service, City of St. Louis, and Jefferson National Parks Association. But Great Rivers Greenway and we have been tied together since 2011 when we started this project. That relationship has only grown, and it includes our work together at Keener Plaza and on the riverfront. So I think, if anything, you know, when we're talking about those partnerships, St. Louisans should be proud that we have organizations that do know how to partner, that are genuine and intentional about it. We care about each other's success and truly believe, you know, whether it's us, whether it's Forest Park Forever, Great Rivers Greenway, or Tower Grove Park, that all of us succeed together. And that's how St. Louis is going to move forward.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you coming in as always. And we've always known what an asset the Arch and the Arch grounds and everything here is to St. Louis. Nice to have a number to it.
Yeah.
It's nice to know exactly how successful it has been for the city. We appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's always a fun time. I appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.